Smoking Burnout Smoke Shop.
Your friendly neighborhood Smoking Burnouts are here to provide the best vape or smoke experience at the best price. Smoking Burnout supports local glassmakers and offers all the Deltas, Kratom, and so much more. Check them out at smokingburnouts.com. Sign up for their email list and save 20% every month. Visit online now to save 20% in-store at their five locations, including the newest spot at North 183 by the Dollhouse.
Goodbye, Robert Smith. Thank you for your help. Visit us again.
Oh, my goodness. What was that about?
In South Park. You don't know the Becca go? When Robert Smith saved South Park from Becca Streisand?
No, I don't. But it's okay. What I do know is that I like burritos more than tacos. So
you
how
said
about
this
that?
To me yesterday, and I almost got really mad at you. But you were talking about breakfast burritos versus breakfast tacos.
Yeah, of course. I read an article recently that Galveston, where you know the little town that I'm kind of sort of from, is a burrito town instead of a taco town like everywhere else in Texas. And that makes a lot of sense. I did eat a lot of breakfast burritos growing up, and I prefer them personally.
You know, see, here's the deal: is that when you qualify with the breakfast, they're the same thing.
Yeah, like
it's a tortilla filled with all the delicious goodness. Your bacon, sausage, potatoes, eggs.
I think people don't like it because they're intimidated by the size. Which I'm like, wow, okay, grow up. It's just a little bit bigger,
man. I need
to
feel big.
Exactly. Gosh. But then, like, for me, I don't need a lot of variety in my breakfast tacos. I can have one flavor of a breakfast taco
and be
fine. Like, that's what I did yesterday.
Oh, I don't need your fancy weird. It's got Wagyu beef, barbecue, brisket, whatever. Just give me some good old sausage in my mouth.
Yeah.
Now, this reminded me, when I was in high school, we would always have film study on the Saturday after the games on Friday, and everybody would go down to the Doc's truck stop. It's now a Flying J. And we'd order just a big-ass breakfast burrito, and we'd sit there and just eat and watch film. And that might be why I didn't have a really good football career in high school.
It's because
I was,
of all the burritos
instead of sitting there
eating?
Looking at my mistakes,
uh-huh.
I was like, oh, yeah, hell yeah.
Burrito.
I also like the breakfast burrito because you can, like, there's used to be a Cenote coffee shop over at, like, 290, 183. Now it's down south of, like, Cesar Chavez or whatever. But they would, like, panini press it and like kind of grill it, make it a little bit of a crunch wrap situation. Oh, so good.
Yeah, so, that is delicious.
And then there's our favorite place, Ken's Tacos, right down the street, where they're like,
they call themselves tacos, but it's not.
It's an in-between.
Yeah.
They're so huge.
Yeah.
And like you said, they got that extra girth.
Oh,
so you
got to
unhinge that jaw. And so like, it's a halfway between a taco and a burrito.
Yeah.
I don't know. Either
way. If the tortilla is good, then definitely I want more of it. So that's why
Emily,
the burrito's good.
This is going to be another classic Emily Edge unpopular opinion.
I know.
Hashtag Emily hates tacos, but I'm kind of on board with you. Is your March Madness bracket all busted up? Yes.
Yes.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
That's why you can go to our alternative bracket, our Mario March Madness bracket that we are going on right now, trying to find the best Mario game. And we are entering the second round already in ours. Couldn't find 64 Mario games. Sorry. which means that we're getting to get to the big boys. Our first matchup today is number one seed Super Mario World. Yes.
Wow.
The one that brought you Yoshi. They are taking on, who is it, Emily?
Super Mario World is taking on
Mario Party.
Mario Party, that's what it is.
Oh, sorry, Mario Party. I guess the party's over.
I don't know about that one.
That's
Mario
the
Party will live on forever.
I disagree. Not
Super Mario World, very fun. A little outdated. There's a lot of other different
Mario
and
Yoshi. You go back there, you play
Yoshi
today, it still holds up. It still holds up. You got your awesome cape, your flying techniques, you got Yoshi. Does Mario punch him? Does he not? Not important, because it's a great game. You got
animal
Koopa
abuse.
Kids.
If you vote for Mario World, you're voting for animal abuse.
All right. Our other matchup that we're doing today is Super Mario Galaxy Advanced from the first round. They are taking on Super Mario RPG. And this one, I'm prepared to take a loss. I'm a big Mario RPG fan. You should just try it. It's fun. Check it out. Maybe it's on the Nintendo Switch Virtual Console. If not, just emulators on the internet. It's fine. Nintendo's got enough money.
That's true.
But if you are a fan of RPG-style games, go check it out. It also is the one, I believe it's the first Mario game that lets you play as Bowser. So that was
really?
Super excited for a young Nick Haida.
That is very exciting.
Yeah, take that, Rosalina.
I'm sorry.
Little star creatures.
Nah, I'm still voting for Mario Galaxy. I think those will live on.
Look, I'm just happy that Super Mario RPG is represented in the tournament. Representation matters, even if I have to take matters into my own hand and force them to be the AC, because I'm the one that's making this whole thing.
Yes.
It was almost madness from the very start on day one of the NCAA tournament. Emily, how's your bracket?
Actually, I am doing pretty well. I got 12 out of, I don't know. I got 12 picks correct.
Okay, good.
That's good, I think. I don't know how this works.
It was 16 games, maybe? I don't know. Yeah, huge upsets. Arizona and Virginia were upset. And now, like, it eliminated 99.8% of all the brackets from being perfect. But,
yeah.
How's
yours?
You can't have a busted bracket if you don't have a bracket.
Ah, got it. Gotcha.
Tapping my forehead like the meme. No, I'm too lazy. It's South by Times for me. But also sad news for your Texas A&M Aggies. They lost to Penn State. Do you know why this is significant, Emily?
Why? Because we're UT and we say boo.
Yeah. Also, we would have faced them in the second round. Now we're
That would have been fun.
That would have been fun, yeah.
I had it on my bracket as that because I thought it would be fun.
Oh, yeah. Now we have to have stupid Penn State. Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like your time at the 40 Acres was after the Cold War had thawed between the Texas A&M Aggies. Like, they'd been in the SEC for several years by then.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Do you get Aggie hatred?
It's still there. I mean, whenever the Aggies have a basically sawm-off horns in their
fight song. They're still all riled up.
Yeah, they still are really riled up. I don't care because I don't watch sports. And I feel like if you don't watch sports, then there's no rivalry, right? It's just a school.
You don't try to out-cosplay the Aggies?
No, I don't care.
I mean, it's easy to win.
They have a really cool anime convention called AggieCon.
Yeah, but everybody just dresses up like sheep.
I don't...
So it's hard to cosplay as a sexy Japanese sheep. Machine Gun Kelly is going through some tough times, and he's threatening to take it all out on us.
Yeah, he was at the Houston Rodeo this week, and he made a statement saying, "Don't you guys kind of feel like I should just move to Texas? I could do it. My life's in shambles." Gotta go with that. Yeah, afterwards. Hey.
Hey.
There you go.
No. Hey. No. Hey. No.
No. No.
Yeah, no. If you're going to be moving to Houston, then absolutely.
I can kind of see that.
You know what? Go right ahead. Yeah. The door is open because I will never be moving back to Houston ever. So you can have it.
Yeah, that's probably, I mean, he's probably talking about that. And like, he's not going to do it. But I did think it's interesting that because he instantly would rocket up to number three in my Mount Rushmore of horrible people that have moved to Austin.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, Elon, Joe Rogan, Machine Gun Kelly right there at three.
100%. He would be number three.
He's clearly the Abraham Lincoln on that one. I was trying to think who the fourth one is. And I'm sure that there's just some anonymous California a-hole person or something if I thought about it. But the closest one I can come up with is Jared Padalecki from Supernatural and Gilmore Girls. And
I agree.
Team Dean all the way. All the way. It's Friday, which means let's get the weekend started by getting all the demons out with some Dear Redacted. Dear Redacted, enough with Superman's dead parents from Krypton. Just give him somebody to punch.
Oh my gosh.
It's not this hard, Hollywood. James Gunn is set to direct the new Superman Legacy movie, and he teased that it's going to be all about parents. He said that he couldn't figure out how to do the story and tackle the character until he decided to focus on both his aristocratic Kryptonian parents and his Kansas farmer parents, and who inform who he is and the choices he makes. We did this! We already did this when Batman and Superman became friends because both of their parents' names are Martha.
Why did you say that name? Martha, why did you say that name?
Stop!
Why did you say that name?
It's his mother's name.
It's his mother's name.
Now look, That actually still gives me chills, okay? In an otherwise terrible movie, I did think that was a cool way to find that they were both, you know, underneath the capes, we're all humans, or whatever.
Okay.
So I like that. I like the Martha thing. I'm not mad about that, but just, okay, move on.
Here, okay, so it's called Batman Legacy or whatever,
yes.
Right?
Well, Superman Legacy.
Oh, sorry. But, yeah. You got me confused with the capes and everything. But the definition of legacy, according to Google, is the long-lasting impact of particular events, actions, etc. that took place in the past or of a person's life. So it makes sense. What other past affected him more than his parents being left on that little planet and dying, I'm assuming? Look, they always die. All the parents always die.
What is the dictionary definition of just do Death of Superman with Doomsday? What are we doing? Have him kill off with fighting Doomsday, then you bring him back with all the other Kryptonians and John Henry Irons and the Man of Steel, and then we bring back Superman. Give him somebody to punch. That's how you do a damn Superman movie.
I kind of feel bad for the people living downtown right now during South By.
Why?
I know. I'm a very nice person. But I don't really go downtown too much anymore, because I'm like, why? That sounds like a mess.
That's how they have it designed.
Yeah, also.
Keep the riffraff out.
Also that. But now that I'm going down for South By a lot, I've been, you know, looking at everybody walking their dogs and just like going to the local coffee shop or restaurant that I will never be able to get to because parking, where?
Yeah.
And they just have their own little world down there. It's insane.
I know. It's crazy to me because back in my day, your Trader Joe's was a power plant.
Yeah.
I went to a zombie ball there.
Really?
Yes.
Wow, that's so wild. But it's just crazy. I can't imagine living downtown like that and just like not really having a car, walking around. And
oh, I would love it. That sounds absolutely awesome. Except for the gross parts that are, you know.
Yeah, and the parts, you know, like South By and but anything like, that's happening like, downtown. Like,
every time I go to the Domain, I was like, how awesome would it be if you just walked down and it was like Kung Fu Saloon or you know, Rock Rose and all that stuff. That'd be awesome.
I mean,
I just wish I could afford it.
And that's the other thing, too, is I just can never wrap my head around anything like this because not only can they afford living there, they can afford eating there, they can afford going to bars there, and most importantly, they can afford to pay pet rent. I can't afford to pay pet rent up there. Yes, all of them have dogs and pets, and I'm like, how do you like do that? And the dogs are completely different than the dogs that are around the city, like outside of the main downtown area, because the dogs will just pee on the concrete. They don't know what grass is. They just pee on the concrete. And I've seen
that. Are you sure it's the dogs doing that?
I've seen it multiple times, and it's honestly impressive.
Well, you know, Emily, a lot of those dogs that you see down there, they're not really like, they're not local dogs. Those are just like short-term dog rentals. And the people there, they just rent out their apartments to out-of-town dogs that want to come in and just live the big city lifestyle. Those are Air Bud and Buds.
Air Bud and Buds. Wow.
Still got it, Nick.
Good one.
Still got it. Well, yeah, pour one out for the downtown folk. We're really upset about them. A new survey says that 46% of Americans either sometimes or always wait for the series finale of a TV show before they start watching it. Not season, series.
Series. So they want to wait until all of the episodes are released? Then?
Yeah, this seems like madness to me. Let's see here. A quarter of those people are doing it because they don't want the show to be canceled before being resolved. And then apparently a lot of people also hate it when a season ends on a cliffhanger.
Ah, I mean, but that's not going to change if all the episodes are released, you know, if they're all released, well, no, they're still going to have a cliffhanger. They just don't want to watch it if they know there's a cliffhanger.
They will just wait for an entire show. So this could take sometimes years. Like it's about to be the final season of Succession.
Okay.
So that means that half of our country are waiting until this season to start watching Succession.
No, that's not how it works these days, guys, especially if you have a Twitter, because it's going to be spoiled immediately. That's why I had to watch The Last of Us weekly, is because all of you a-holes out there went to post spoilers constantly.
Yeah, I don't. So this makes me, you know, I know our country is divided.
Yeah.
This really makes me mad.
Yeah.
This one, I'm like, no, now you've gone too far, okay?
I agree.
No, that's gone too far.
On the subject of Linkin Park, Mike Shinoda says that they do not look forward to a Chester Bennington hologram anytime soon.
Even if we weren't talking about us, like if we weren't talking about Chester, which is, that would be very sensitive, right? That's a very sensitive subject. And we would have our feelings about how we would represent that. That's a, I, for me, that's a clear no.
You know, if you'd asked me a couple years ago, when the, what was it, with the Tupac hologram, was that Coachella or whatever it was, I would have been like, yeah, this is super creepy. But honestly, with like all of the chat GDP and the AI stuff, just a simple hologram singing doesn't seem all that weird.
Really? I'm not about holograms. The only holograms, okay, here's my rule. If they're dead people, don't do a hologram of them.
Okay.
That's strange.
Okay.
That's weird. I know I wouldn't want that. No, I don't think Chester would want that either. But if it's a fake person, like Hatsune Miku, a fake pop star, heck yeah, throw them on a hologram.
If I want an anime girl in real life,
put her on a hologram.
If you were going to replace somebody with a hologram or an AI, it needs to be a real person, okay?
No.
I don't agree with that at all. I also have always just said, like, I don't care about hologram stuff until we have full-on holodeck technology, like on Star Trek, where you just go into a room with a bunch of yellow lines taped on the walls, and then you can just do a fully immersive...
Like, talk to them.
Yeah.
Also, see, that doesn't seem right.
Now that I think about that, that's going to be creepy as well, because you do not want to shine a black light in that holodeck. You are going to see some things, my friends.
Ew.
What about a hologram Taylor Hawkins?
No.
Just on the drums?
No.
No?
No, that seems wrong, okay? I'm not into it.
We have big plans today for St. Patrick's Day. 835-1015, like for real. I need to know, because it's been like almost a decade since I've had St. Patrick's Day off.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that it's a Friday. I remember last year I attempted to go out, and then I had to go to work the next day. Not a good time.
Yeah, no. Another holiday, I guess it's all the drinking holiday. St. Patrick's Day is like the number three drinking holiday. They should all just be floating on a Friday.
Yeah.
Or a Saturday. Super Bowl.
Just round up.
Halloween.
That's what I would say.
All the big party holidays. But we've always had either a St. Patrick's Day broadcast or a pandemic. And so Chase, and like I know a bunch of friends are that I'm going to meet up with. I think we're just going to pub crawl, but they all took off, and I was like, "That's how we should have done it."
Is taking off on St. Patrick's Day?
Taking off from work, yeah.
Oh yeah. I'm trying to think if I ever like really do anything for St. Patrick's Day in the past. I mean, last year I kind of did, but in Houston, I feel like we didn't celebrate St. Patrick's Day. I don't know why, but we just never did. I never had anybody.
Houston hates the Irish.
I just had nobody go out. Nobody really did anything. We wore green. You're wearing green. I'm wearing green today. We're not getting pinched today.
I don't want anybody to pinch me.
Yeah, exactly. But that was about it.
Yeah, it's also like I'm always impressed by the people that can go and celebrate all day long.
Oh,
because
because
we would do our Fredo broadcast, and so that started at 6. So, you know, by 11, I'm drunk and it's South By, and I would go wander around and try to sober up or go home and take a nap and then come back. And
well,
I don't understand how people do it.
My question is, if you're not Irish, do you still celebrate, right? Like, it's cool.
Well,
like, I feel like Irish people are the ones that should be like, woo, this is crazy. I get a day off, blah, blah, blah. But well, like us, I'm like, what? Why?
Thanks to 23andMe, everybody is like now 5% Irish.
Oh.
And so it's like however, you know, everybody's like a quarter Cherokee or something. So yeah, it all comes out. Happy Ireland Independence Day. I don't know if that's really true or not, but we asked you earlier how you are celebrating St. Patrick's Day. No need to text in 835-115 and just say, getting drunk. We know. It's understandable.
Yeah.
Emily, you know how I like to celebrate is with fun Irish facts.
Okay, give me some fun Irish facts because I don't think I'm any percent Irish, so.
That seems incredibly strange, but did you know that Austin is the 15th most Irish large city?
Okay.
Nearly 8.5% of us are Irish, according
Maybe
to Wikipedia.
That's why you guys celebrate a lot harder than in Houston, like I was saying earlier. Okay.
Oh, there's more Houston, not on the list. Oh, according to this, we're the most Irish city in Texas.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Cool. Very cool.
Let's see here. Did you know that St. Patrick was born with the name Maewen Sukat?
No, I did not.
And then he changed it to Patrick after becoming a priest. So it could have been St. Maywin's Day is another fun fact.
Mm-hmm.
Do you do lucky stuff? Do you have lucky items?
Lucky items? No, I do believe in superstitions sometimes, though, depending.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have anything to ward off the superstitions?
No. No, they just happen.
No? Okay.
They can't ward off anything. It's life.
Yeah, I don't really do... I guess the number one luckiest thing, in, at least according to in Ireland, is lucky numbers. I think lots of people have lucky numbers. I do. I'm not going to tell them to you because then you can get into my ATM account, so I ain't stupid.
Oh, I see.
I ain't stupid. I think the only thing... I don't know if this counts as having a lucky item, but I used to collect $2 bills when I was working in as an HEB cashier.
$2 bills? Definitely.
Anytime somebody would come in with a $2 bill, I would be like, hey, give me... I would take it out of the till and swap it out with just original $1. So I don't know if that counts, but I've got almost $100 in $2 bills.
What a good investment.
Is it?
I don't know if the price of a $2 bill will ever increase to more than $2.
I know a lot of kids out there are apparently a new thing is putting out leprechaun houses to try to trap leprechauns.
What? I've never heard of this one either.
Yeah, yeah. Fun fact, if that does work, which it won't, the current market value for a pot of gold is $1.84 million.
Huh. Okay. Well, see, I can't really get down with the St. Patrick's Day spirit. What's the equivalent of Bah Humbug but for St. Patrick's Day?
I don't know. Probably something super English.
Maybe offensive, too. But
you know what? Banshees of Ed Sheeran. You got to cut off your fingers.
What?
That's how you do it. You cut off your fingers, you feed them to a donkey. That's how you anti-celebrate St. Patrick's Day. March Madness has been extra mad already. Emily, how's your bracket doing?
I'm actually doing quite great.
Quite great.
Yes.
Not just quite good.
No, great. Quite great for the first round. I'm in my friend's mom's team. I know nothing about how this game works, but...
Your friend's mom's league?
Yes.
So it's you and a bunch of middle-aged women?
I don't know who's in this.
Okay.
I don't know. It's my friend's mom. But I am currently... It says on here that I'm number two, but on the leaderboard, it says I'm first for the rank.
Well, you know what they say. If you're not first, you're number two.
You're number two. Yeah. So I've already made 12 points. Woo! Good
job.
That's more than everybody else on my team that seems to know what they are doing.
How did you do all your picks and stuff? Did you do some expert and an in-depth analysis? Know the keys to the game?
Yeah, actually. Basically, I chose my picks by looking at the name and being like, what is their brand awareness like? how many times have I heard somebody talk about them in the news? Like, for example, when it was Texas versus Colgate, I mean, you know, I was going to choose Texas because Hook'em, I guess. But also, I was like, Colgate? I have absolutely never heard of that place ever. Never heard of it in the news. Never heard you guys talk about it during sports things when you guys have sports talks.
Yeah, well, especially when it's basketball time. You get a lot of these small schools that pop out.
Yeah.
What and about Furman? Did that trigger anything for you?
I have no idea who that is. Furman?
Yeah, Furman is a college.
Oh, Furman. Yeah, but they beat out Virginia, right?
They did, yeah. That was like almost immediately they had a huge upset.
Yeah.
To me, Furman, though, I always think of, was it Mark Furman? The OJ cop that was racist and planted blood or glove or something like that. So I was like, yeah. Anyway, well, I'm glad your process of brand awareness is working out for you.
So far, so good, because I'm number 1/2 in my league, so...
All right.
We'll see how long it lasts.
Cut down those nets, Emily. Amy Braunfels' library is going viral on TikTok, not because they kicked out drag queens, but because they caught some squirrels.
We're f***ed over here because of these damn squirrels.
That's a good drop.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's on TikTok. We shared it at 101X Morning X on Twitter. And it's a hilarious video to me.
Emily
because
just started bursting out laughing earlier, and I was like, what? She's like, there's a squirrel in a library.
It's just, I don't even have a country accent. That's interesting. Yeah, the squirrel just runs through this library, and the first couple of videos, it's just a squirrel running around. There's one scene, this was played out. This is a real life thing, where these two girls see the squirrel run by, and they do the cartoon where they all look at the squirrel. Yeah, and then you just see a bunch of people running after the squirrel with a trash can. They're trying to catch this thing.
Some sort of bin, yeah.
Yeah.
I was impressed just because this has happened to me a couple times when I was in my HEB days where we'd get birds in the store, and I'm just like,
oh,
so?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Like, yeah. I would be the worst. I'm like, all right, that squirrel, that's what he wants to educate himself. You know, interested in literacy. Fine.
He's interested in literacy.
I don't care.
I think you asked me off air if I could catch a squirrel in the studio.
Yeah.
I can't. I totally could.
Yeah,
easily.
You think so?
Easily. Throw a squirrel in there. Somebody come over here, drop off a squirrel, I'll catch it. Because it's the equivalent of taking my cat to the vet every single week.
Well, not every week, but
when I had to at one point.
You have to corral a cat. It's like, if you can corral a cat, you can corral a squirrel.
Oh, 100%. You need to see how Lucy runs around my...
What is your squirrel catching technique?
Throw a blanket on it.
Okay, that's not bad. Right? That's actually not bad.
That's what I do with Lucy when she goes crazy. Just throw a blanket on her.
I say you gotta tie like a little peanut to a fishing pole and you go squirrel fishing. That's what we used to do at Texas State. That's how you catch a squirrel.
Weird. I was today years old when I realized that police cars don't have to be marked. And that's scary.
Yeah, I'm curious how you discovered this.
Yeah, well,
how have you made it this far without knowing that they have those ghost cars?
It was because I was around South by Southwest and downtown, and just out of the blue, everything stopped. All of the traffic stops, whatever, and I just see this line of cars coming down the street. I'm talking like 12, maybe 15 cars, and they all had lights in their windshield.
I love how you described it as a parade.
Like it was a parade.
No, it's a bunch of cop cars were doing whatever.
They knew what they were doing. They're parading around, doing their little mind games. But at the very front was this gold Jeep. And I was like, wait, that's a police car? And then they had all of those scary little candy children vans, you know, where it's like, don't go to the white vans.
Okay.
And then they even had another van that had, it looked like it was just not like a city vehicle, but it had on the side of it, oh, make sure to lock up and hide your stuff and take your keys.
So it
just looked like one of those advertisements that remind you to be safe. But there was a cop in it, and I didn't realize that that was a thing and that was allowed here in Texas.
You thought they're only allowed in cars that have the lights on it and everything?
I mean, I thought they were only allowed in cars that said, hey, yo, we're the police.
hey, yo, we're the police,
but I guess
that's actually
not.
How, when they come to, like, serve a warrant, they have to knock, hey, yo, we're the police.
Yeah. That's
So I always knew about apparently there's a difference between undercover and unmarked, and I'm still not quite sure exactly which ones you're talking about, but like...
Unmarked.
The unmarked ones, did they have like a little you could barely read it that said like police car?
No, some of them did not at all. They were not marked at all. Some of them just had the lights in the front, but it was one of those where the lights would only go off whenever they turned them on. You couldn't tell that they were police lights at the front windshield. But I'm really confused... Because I'm like, if I get pulled over by an unmarked police vehicle, am I allowed to run? Because they're not the police. Sure, you can wear your fancy little uniform inside the car, but if I'm getting chased by somebody that's in a dark, blacked-out van...
I'm going to just advise you legally to never run from the cops.
Well, I wouldn't
know they're
the cops.
Unless you have a really fast car. Apparently, unmarked police cars, the one that had the faint little APD thing... they can't chase you. They can't pursue you. They have to call in an actual cop car.
So I can run.
The world could be a terrible place. Like maybe your regular bagel place didn't bring you bagels for breakfast like they do every Friday. And you're a little bit upset about it. That's why we have this segment where we bring you some uplifting news to brighten your day, scare away all your troubles. Emily, what do you got for us today?
Okay, well, let me tell you about somebody named Mr. Irish. This is a St. Patrick's Day themed Nick My News. Are you excited?
Yes.
Here we go. So in Salem, South Dakota, there's this guy that the residents call Mr. Irish. His name is actually Harry Gary, which is hilarious. And for 10 years, he has been walking down Main Street in a rather garish outfit.
Yeah.
I'm assuming kind of leprechaun-y.
I feel like that's Irish for green.
Yeah. Distributing lots of Irish cheer, a little Irish luck, and 12 dozen Irish cookies. He has been doing this for 10 years, and he says, oh, I was going to quit. I'm going to be an old guy. I was going to stop this. They say you got to keep doing it. So if you are around Salem, South Dakota, you could potentially go and see Mr. Irish today and eat one of his 24 dozen Irish cookies.
Well, I do enjoy the guy, a person named Harry Gary. That's awesome.
That's hilarious.
That's great.
We've got a Scary Mary that listens to us.
We do. What's up, Scary Mary?
Yeah.
Do you know Harry Gary? anyway, I'm not a fan of this because, first of all, how old was he? 80-something?
He's like 88.
Let him retire. What are you doing forcing this old man to work like this? What is this, France? Topical humor. But also, look, we've been down this road before many times, but I don't know what they mean by Irish cookies. I assume those shortbread ones. I tried to Google and figure out exactly what a traditional Irish cookie is, but if it's the shortbread ones with the green icing, those are disgusting.
What?
Those are good. There's two types of cookies. Chocolate chip.
Two types of cookies.
Preferably Chips Ahoy or Oreo. Those are the only acceptable things. If you want to go Oreo with the green icing, hell yeah. Let's do that.
That's not Irish.
That's fine. But you're going to go, they're forcing this old man to walk down the street and hand out gross cookies? Nah.
I do think it's funny how he says that he was going to quit and that he was going to stop it, but they kept telling him to do it. So it's peer pressure, man. Don't give into it.
Also, did he come up with the name Mr. Irish, or is this just a bunch of people up in South Dakota, in a small town in South Dakota, being like, oh, that guy's just Mr. Irish?
Like, He's got red hair and a beard.
Is there a Mr. Black? Oh. Is there a Mr. Japan? You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
South Dakota, after all. One last chance for you to win garbage tickets. They're playing at Germania Insurance Amphitheater June 18th. And if you want to try to get your hands on some of those tickets, text in the keyword LUCKY to 835-1015. We'll do that right now. And if you guys want something more immediate, you can go hang out with Emily down at our South by Southwest day party going on today.
Yeah, I'll be at In Cahoots starting at 1 p.m. all the way until about 6-ish. So come have a drink with us. Friday and Saturday are our showcase days. So it's just going to be music on
music,
top of music,
music.
On top of music. And
would you
starting
say it's
off.
Music.
I would. And I would also say pigs, because they're the first that are going to be playing at 1 p.m. today. And
don't
I'm
forget
very
to ask
excited.
Them my question.
What was your question?
Why they went with 7 pigs and not five pigs or 6 pigs. I'm curious about their process or whatever.
I'll be the annoying one to ask that question.
Are you doing anything cool this weekend after our showcase?
Yeah, there is going to be, this is not a part of us, but there's a surprise show with Macklemore down at the ACL Live Moody Theater tonight. You can go and Google that because I'm not telling you the time because I'm trying to get in.
Okay, good plug.
Giving you the full information, but I'm telling you he's doing a little surprise showing over there. But
make sure you wear your grandpa's winter coat.
Yes, actually.
It's going to be
a little chilly. But if you want more information on our In Cahoots day parties, then go to 101x.com and I will see you down there today and tomorrow. Very exciting.
All right. Have fun. Stay safe. Go see Emily if you
want to. Wear green or I will pinch you.
She will. She's very handsy.
The Morning X with Nick and Emily. 6 to 10 weekdays.